Hello and welcome to the Let's Talk Podcast. Let's Talk Podcast is a Christian-centric platform where we have conversations through Christ's eyes. Let's Talk Podcast is part of the Edify Podcast Network, where you have issues of life being looked at through the lens of faith. This morning, this new month of April, we get into a new series on suffering, the episode being episode number 49. My name is Mark Arodi. I'm not alone in the studio. On my right is our host, Stanley Kabuka. Stanley, how are you?
I'm well. Mark Arodi, how are you?
I'm fine, and it's good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Happy new month.
Happy new month.
And by the way, guys, we're not only in the studio. Before we go off, Fidel Castro is here with us, our guest. How are you, Fidel?
Hi, I'm fine. Happy new month to you, Mark and Stan. How are you? I hope you guys are well. I'm utterly grateful for this chance and opportunity you guys have given me, and also I'm grateful to God. I'm looking forward to having an insightful discussion on the topic suffering, which for one is a very complex and difficult topic, but may God guide us. Thank you.
Thank you, Fidel. May God guide us. For the second time, Fidel is coming here. We did an episode on mental health last July, that is 2021, and it was a good experience having Fidel Castro then. Stan was not here. I assure you, it's going to be better. So don't worry whether what you missed last time. Okay, Stan?
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. Mm-hmm. Do you look forward to enjoy? Are you ready to enjoy?
Yeah, I'm ready to enjoy having our lovely guest in the
Yeah, our lovely guest, Fidel Castro. Yeah.
Thanks for the compliment.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Fidel. So guys, looking at suffering, and we live in a world where I think every one of us experiences suffering. It's not a strange thing.
Yeah.
Pain is everywhere. Evil is everywhere. People are crying everywhere. Left, right, center. I mean, regardless of which part of the world you are in, you are going through suffering. I don't know what comes into mind when suffering is mentioned. Do you think of yourself, or do you think of Ukraine and Russia? What comes into mind immediately when you hear of suffering? What kind of suffering comes into mind, even as we look at the whole issue slowly through the lens of faith? Perhaps we start with our guest, Fidel, then Stanley will give us his insights as well. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. What comes to my mind when any person mentions the word suffering is pain. Pain is real. Pain is not something abstract. Pain is not imaginary. It's something we feel. It's something we have experienced. I've gone through seasons of pain and suffering. So I'd say suffering is anything bad that happens to an individual that causes pain, that causes grief, that causes sorrow. Yeah, and ultimately may lead to death. Yeah, so pain is real. I believe we all go through suffering of any kind. Plus, I don't think there's anyone who has a monopoly of suffering. We all go through pain and suffering. The Bible says in Job chapter 14, verse 1, and the Bible records and says that a man born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. Wow. So what that word says is that as long as we're in this side of eternity, we are going to go through suffering, whether we like it or not. Yeah.
So it's pain that comes into Fidel's mind, and this can go up to as far as death. The result could be fatal, as Fidel puts it. Stan, what comes into mind, man?
Pretty much what Fidel has mentioned. Suffering is like any circumstance that would cause us pain, not just physical pain, also emotional pain, you know, psychological pain. And as Fidel has rightly put it, suffering is just to use the word that perhaps is mostly used in charismatic circles. Suffering is our portion, right? As Fidel has read from Job, so this is who we are in this side of eternity. this cup of suffering, so to say, is something that all of us go through. If not yet, just wait a little while longer, and it will be knocking on your door. So it's something that happens the world over. Yep, in different, it comes in different phases. Perhaps it's well, it's different for everyone, but at the same time, it's something that falls short of our expectation of joy. You know, we as we have been discussing before we started this episode, we want joy, we want happiness, right? But that, when that is curtailed, we experience pain.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So it's something that happens. It's something that is not alien to our humanness, to our humanity. Yeah, it is something that is very, very much part of us.
Well, it's part of us. Suffering can't be separated from humanity. Humanity is so much familiar to suffering and the other way. And as we talk about that, John 16:33, Jesus is making an assurance. He's saying, you know what, guys, in this world, you're going to experience every kind of tribulation. You're going to go through every kind of suffering. Okay, so it's an assurance that, man, hey, get pressed, put your safety belt ready, because turbulence is ahead, okay? But you know what? Take heart for overcoming the world. But we'll be talking about that later, you know, the hope that revives Christians and all that concerning this suffering. I don't know, guys, whether we have experienced suffering and perhaps what kind of suffering, or even from friends and people that you know, from what you've observed, which kind of suffering has moved us? I mean, yeah, you know, one that you saw and...
Okay, thank you. Probably just to chime in a little bit about the suffering being inevitable in our side of eternity. Just echoing the words of Jacob in Genesis chapter 47, verse 9. At that point where Joseph introduces Jacob to Pharaoh, and then Pharaoh asks Jacob, how old are you? And Jacob answers, my pilgrimage years are 130 years. They are few, but they have been full of evil. So that just shows us how life is. Life is full of trouble. To answer your questions, yeah, I've gone through a few things in my life. I've gone through disease. I've gone through relationship mishaps. But I've seen people go through far worse small things than I am. And probably just to share what suffering looks like outside here, suffering looks like a marriage ending due to divorce. Suffering looks like a couple having to wait years and years to get a baby. Suffering looks like being handed a difficult diagnosis from the doctor that will change your life for good. Suffering looks like a relationship that has collapsed. And I know for us young people, we really relate in this area of relationship. Why? It's because we are young people and we have that desire to get married one day. But unfortunately, during that journey, we end up being hurt. So somebody that you love comes up to you and tells you, you know what, I don't think we should see each other anymore because I don't feel you anymore. So they break up with you, and the next moment you see them with another person, probably your friend. Suffering looks like rejection, parental rejection. Suffering looks like a single person who has extended singlehood period and has that desire to get married, but you know, even you can't get a text back. All you get is blue ticks, but you desire to get married. That can bring a form of pain in someone's heart. Yeah, suffering is also a person going through mental issues, going through crippling anxiety. I have a relative who, for the past few days, gone through surgery, and it's been a very painful season for us. There has been lack of words to comfort my aunt. But yeah, that's the reality of suffering in this side of eternity.
Wow, I think Fidel, quite a relatable list there. Stan?
Yeah, I've gone through my fair share of suffering, right? I think, like Fidel, and I think most of us who are young, is relational disappointments.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard, I mean, you think I should be writing a book by now. Yeah, so that has been part of my fair share of suffering.
Mm.
I think also disappointments in terms of, well, we know how the education system is our country, in our country is, and the expectations that our parents have. Yeah, you expect to perform in this very way, and you fail to achieve that. Yeah, that has been a huge disappointment for me. I almost feel like that, like, kind of dark cloud still hangs over me. Yeah, and sometimes you feel that you're not good enough. Yeah, sometimes you feel that, you know, these other guys are way, way better than you because you did not perform as well as they did, right? And so you are suffering with self-esteem issues and confidence issues. Yeah, and I think also the death of a loved one. I've experienced death in our family, the nuclear family. That has been difficult also, and, you know, fears, anxieties about the future, questioning yourself as a man. Yeah, so it's there. It's sometimes it's very crippling, the anxiety and the fear. Yeah, so I think that is what I would say.
Well, I think it's a sequel, guys. Many things happening, and sometimes we not only become the victims, but we happen to be the perpetrators. Other people suffer because of us. I think personally I've been there, you know, relationally, as you go with people, and you end up hurting people, though in some cases it's quite unintentional. And as that happens, as you relate to people, you make these people suffer. I mean, you're completely unaware of this. You're oblivious of what you're doing. Yeah, but you end up hurting those people. And so I think relationally speaking, but even beyond our lives individually, look at what's happening in Russia and Ukraine. I mean, imagine being there, living in the fear that a missile might attack our building, living in the fear that the Russians are coming, living in the fear of war, of not knowing what's happening the next hour. I think it's a sequel, and suffering is inevitable. A lot has happened. You look at history, the pandemics that we've had, HIV and AIDS, talk of the COVID-19, the 9/11, the Dusit D2 attack in Nairobi. It's a long list, things happening, and you can never tell what will happen the next minute. We just hear, and before you know it, it's a breaking news on our televisions. So it's a world that is really unpredictable, and guys, it's a painful world. It's painful always. But even looking at the scripture, perhaps looking at the story, the instance of Job, guys, what will you take of that? You know, events happening, you know, just in an instance.
Yeah.
You know, Fidel, what would you say about that?
The interesting thing about God is that he doesn't take the problem of suffering lightly.
Mm.
He takes it seriously. And I believe that's why the book of Job is recorded in the Bible.
Mm.
I mean, reading through the pages of the Bible, not only Job, we get to see characters who went through an imaginable amount of pain and amount of grief and sorrow. And talking of Job is one person who suffered to the bone. I don't think there's any man on planet Earth that suffered the way Job did instantaneously. Look at the story of Job in chapter 1. Job loses everything in a day, loses his sheep, loses his camels, loses his properties, and the thing that affects him most is the children. That's a lot to bear. That's a lot of pain and suffering. Look at Joseph in the Bible, being betrayed by his brothers. Look at Hannah having to go through the ridicule of the co-wife and having to wait years and years, waiting for a child. Look at David. There are so many characters in the Bible, and I believe the reason why they are there is to is to show us that, hey, suffering is real, and to also bring comfort to any person who might be going through a difficult time. So,
And Stan, the people who kind of, for lack of a better word, ignore, they say suffering is an illusion. So this is what happens. When you go through any kind of suffering, just assume, I mean, as if it didn't happen, then you will be okay. And for some, Stan, just an extension of this question, for some, they believe suffering is not their portion. They don't appreciate the reality of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say of that?
I think it's delusional mm-hmm. to think that suffering is an illusion, because mm-hmm. it's something that is very real.
Mm.
Yeah, it's something that is very real. And so looking at the scripture, the scriptures do not tell us to to be callous, to be without emotion and feeling when something that like that happens, what we are commanded to do is to pour out our hearts to God.
Mm.
We are told to cast our burden upon the Lord.
Mm.
He cares. And I'm trying to phrase it as it says in Psalm 55, I think 22.
Yeah.
I'm reading from the ESV. It says, cast your burden on the Lord, mm-hmm. he will sustain you.
Mm-hmm.
He will never permit the righteous to be moved.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think there is also some place still in the psalm
mm-hmm.
where the psalmist is just outrightly, he's not withholding anything. Actually, if you read the entire of the psalm,
mm-hmm.
you know, there are a lot of psalm that just lament.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the psalms mm-hmm. of lament. It's mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. pouring their heart before mm-hmm. God.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
Psalm 42, why are you cast down on my soul?
Mm-hmm.
And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a pouring of their hearts before God?
Mm-hmm.
No, in no way do we see the psalmist is kind of like, you know, well, I'll get over it, you know.
Take heart.
No.
Mm.
He is like, God, this is how I feel.
Mm.
I'm going to express it before you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that is what scripture is commanding us to do, is to cast all our cares
mm-hmm.
before him. Because why?
Mm-hmm.
Because our God cares.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Psalm 38:9 says.
Mm-hmm.
It says, O Lord, all my longing is before you.
Mm-hmm.
And All my longing is before you. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart throbs, my strength fails, and the light of my eyes, it also has gone from me. Like, it's just, this is who I am. This is how I'm feeling. And help me. Right?
Yeah.
It is a desperate call for help.
Mm.
If you just read through the psalm.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
And for I know there are people who lean towards prosperity gospel.
Yeah.
For them, suffering is not your portion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for them, they are guaranteed a good life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not supposed to suffer. You're supposed to be rich.
Mm-hmm.
You know, disease is not your portion. If you become ill, you do not have enough faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a son of God should not go through this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is wrong. That is not true
mm-hmm.
of the scriptures,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, since we live in a fallen world,
mm-hmm.
these things will come
mm-hmm.
if they haven't come, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so we are commanded to bring all of them
mm-hmm.
before our God who actually does
mm-hmm.
care for us.
Wow.
Yep.
I think that's so profound, Stan. My brethren, count it all joy when you fail into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. James is actually urging us to count it all joy whenever we go through every kind of suffering. And it shouldn't be a strange thing in the Christian circles. Fidel, what would you say of that? A place of appreciating suffering, the place of suffering in a believer's life?
Okay, in one instance, it's very difficult to accept suffering. Mm. It's very difficult because it's painful.
Yeah.
It's very painful. The sad thing about us as the church, or rather
mm-hmm.
the Christianity
mm-hmm.
now,
mm-hmm.
we are into veneer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
we walk around like things are okay, but things are not okay.
Mm.
You know, it might be possible that I'm struggling with an anxiety situation, but you don't know, you have no idea.
Mm.
Yet I come to church in my Sunday best and smile, and you know, people think that I'm good.
Mm.
I think we've bought into the idea that God is so related to people who have strength, and that's not true. Mm. And probably to answer your questions, for me, I'd say that it's a joy. We ought to count it as joy when we suffer. The scripture teaches us that we should not, you know, we were not granted only to believe, but to also suffer for his sake. Mm. I'd also say that suffering and purpose are closely intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
It's A.W. Tozer who said that God cannot use a man greatly until he wounds him deeply.
Mm.
You see, that does not float well with us, because we like, no, that is not God.
Mm.
But it's scripture that teaches in Isaiah 54 that it pleased God to bruise Jesus. Yeah, so, and I also know we've read a lot of books on purpose, but I don't know if anyone has ever told us that fulfilling God's purpose in our life will entail pain and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, take for example, a woman, our mothers, you know, fulfilling God's purpose is it's not convenient.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of inconvenience.
Mm-hmm.
Look at our mothers having to bear us in their wombs for 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing convenient about that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was reading the other day, and science says that the pain a woman experiences during childbirth is equivalent to 20 bones breaking at the same time.
Mm.
That shows you how intense the pain is. But there is purpose in that.
Mm.
You and I are here because of pain. Look, for example, marriage, the issue of marriage.
Yeah.
I believe that the purpose of a marriage is not necessarily to make us happy. Come to think of it, there's nothing convenient about two sailors living in the same house. There'll be a lot of inconvenience. I believe marriage is a refining journey. And when I say this, I'm not those people who are against marriage. No, marriage is a beautiful thing and a gift from God. But it's a sanctifying tool that God uses to make us holy. And that will cause pain.
Yeah.
That will cause pain.
Mm.
Yeah, so suffering has a purpose in our lives. It's Proverbs chapter 20, I think the last verse, that says that the blows that hurts us cleanse away evil. So suffering always has a purpose that God uses. It's not, you know, just random. There's a purpose that God uses in suffering.
There is a purpose that God uses in suffering, and may it be that even our suffering will see God in it. There is a purpose in that. The Bible says in Psalms, number of times, that blessed is the one that the Lord chastens. And we'll be looking more into that in the next episode. Why suffering? Just to understand the biblical perspective on suffering. Stan?
What exactly am I supposed to say?
You're looking at me as if I thought you had something to say, but it's okay. Now, I mean, then, what would you take of all these issues, Stan? I mean, from a disabled person who survived an accident 10 years ago, from to a widow who is struggling to raise her kids, to someone who's just gone through a divorce, to someone who has had a rough week. I mean, their marriage was dark, okay? Monday, somewhere, someone lost a job. Tuesday, someone somewhere became so sick. Wednesday, someone somewhere just couldn't get it right mentally, thinking a lot of things and everything. A lot is happening. What's your parting shot, even as we finish this episode, just appreciating that suffering is real? Then, I mean, what's your parting shot, even as we prepare, hopefully, the next episode, to understand why do we have to go through all these things?
It's nothing extraordinary.
Yeah,
actually, it's just what we have echoed throughout this conversation.
Mm.
It's the fact that suffering is here with us.
Mm.
Suffering is not alien to the human experience,
mm-hmm.
and it is not starting.
Mm.
It is not beginning to be alien right now, right? And so it's something that we should expect.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult. It's mm-hmm. hard. It's painful.
Mm.
It is, it's beyond words,
mm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But there is hope.
Mm.
There is hope. There is hope for the saints.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that is what I would add. I do not want to preempt what we would discuss later.
Yeah, we have an episode coming ahead, Hope in Suffering, and this hope. Fidel, your parting shot?
Okay, suffering is a natural response of living in this world.
Mm.
And it's real. I wouldn't be quick to throw in words, to throw in Christian cliches to anyone who is going through a difficult time.
Mm.
I think the best response I can do is to be silent and to show this person love. Reading the book of Job, you know, we really condemn the friends of Job, but we forget that the best thing these friends did for Job was be mm. with Job for those 7 days and seven mm. nights without saying anything. Yeah, so the best response is just to show love and be there for them.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. And that has been Let's Talk Podcast episode 49. Please just stay tuned for the next episode to get a continuation of this series on suffering. That was Marc Arodi, Stanley Kabuka, and Fidel Castro. I said Castro. Anyway, till next time, we say
bye.